I'm Justin Claudia Rouse with WBDG, and I'm here with Coach Claudia. Coach Claudia, how are you doing?
I'm doing really good. It's nice to get a, you know, it's our first game at home. It's a home opener, and we did get the win, which is nice against a conference rival. All good things.
14-4 ball game win. You almost walked it off. You almost ended the game in the top of the fifth, but they ended up scoring two runs.
That's right.
And you ended up walking it off in anti-extras. How did that end up happening?
Well, it was we went with one of our senior leaders, Kansas. We moved her to pitching, knowing that it could be risky, but we do not have the most depth in the program at the pitching position. So anything that we can do to get any of our girls some game time experience is beneficial. So I remember talking to the staff and telling them we discussed what we were going to do, and I basically said if we get to a point where we've given up, we've lost the 10 run lead, which would end the game, we need to think about maybe pulling her. I made contact with the pitcher when she was up there after that happened, and I asked her, like, are you ready to come out? And she said no, she could finish it, and she did. So that was nice. And what's also a benefit of that is it allowed us to get some extra at bats for some girls who normally don't get a chance to participate in some of our closer games.
During today's game, you ended up over doubling your score against your last two games against Roncalli, and I can't remember who's the.
Who was our first game? I'm drawing a blank on it as well. Hey, who was our first game? Roncalli and
Avon
and Roncalli. Thank you.
You ended up going over double your points between those two games alone against Pike tonight. What did you end up doing differently against those last two games?
Well, being on the road is always tough, and I'm going to tell you right now, Avon is a competitive program. We'll get to Roncalli in a second. We were able to compete with Roncalli. We had two successful innings, but speaking about Avon, we had, for a majority of the game, it was 5-6, and they're a competitive team, and we hung in there. Now, obviously, the score would not dictate a very competitive game, because I believe it ended up being like 13-5, but we held our own for about four innings with that team. Unfortunately, we just don't have a lot of depth of pitching, which I kind of covered already. But I think being at home, being around the home crowd, being on our field, familiar grounds, friendly territory, just really helped, and, you know, a lot of it goes with our pitching. Devin Hamilton did a really good job. There was no reason to take her out other than just to give somebody else some time in the pitching circle.
And what are you planning on changing anything in your upcoming game, or no?
No, I'm real happy with our lineup. I think this is a bigger hitting team than what we had last year. Last year we ran into some issues where basically 1, 2, 3, 4 in the hitting order would get on, and then we would have five outs in a row. I don't see that issue with our lineup right now. We got big bats, big at-bats for all these girls.
Thank you so much, Coach Collada.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for caring about Ben Davis softball. Thank you.